In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today our Lord presents us with the idea that everything in this world is passing away. He tells the apostles, in a little while, they will not see him any longer. And then in a little while, they will see him again, because he goes to the Father. And it seems very apparent to me that everything in this life is only a little while. This too shall pass. The good things in our life only last for a short while. The evil things in this life only last for a short while. The times of elation when we feel close to God, we can feel his presence, only lasts for a short while. Those times when he seems most distant from us, that too only lasts for a little while. All these things of this earth are passing away right before our very eyes. And God reinforces this idea daily in our own lives. We experience the good things of this earth, and then we experience the bad. We experience friendship, and then we experience the torment of those who hate us and despise us, who calumniate us. These things come and go just as the seasons come and go. The days pass by one following another. Some are good, some are bad. All to entice us to look for something that is permanent, something that is not passing away. In the first pages of St. Augustine's Confession, he tells us that we were made for God. Our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in Thee. Our entire life is this restlessness. We're looking for something that will satisfy this eager, burning desire within the depths of our hearts. And St. Augustine is telling us that we're not going to find it in this world. He has tried that. He has experienced it. If you think that you're going to find that which will satisfy your heart and your soul in education, St. Augustine tried that. He attended all the great schools. He mastered them all. He became a great rhetorician, a teacher, had students and disciples who were following him. And still, this was not enough. His heart was restless in his youth, and he thought that he could satisfy it by surrounding himself with good friends. They could eat, drink, and be merry. They could go to parties. They could celebrate. They could carouse. They could have a good time. He did it. But still, there was something missing in his life. His soul is craving something else. His passionate youth told him he could find it in sexuality and female companions. He brought to himself a concubine and kept her so that he could satisfy this pleasure. Even brought forth an illegitimate son. And still, this was not enough to satisfy him. There's something missing in his heart, something missing in his soul. He's craving from the depths of his being something. And he finally comes to the conclusion that after having tried all the things of this earth, none of them can satisfy his heart. His heart is always restless until that moment it finds God. Only in God is there something solid, something unchanging, something permanent, something that will last, something solid. Only God is that something that the human heart craves and desires. All these other things are false gods. They are idols. And so many in the world are guilty of idolatry because they make these things to be their god. They look to money, to wealth, to power, to prestige, to position, to society, to friendships, to parties. They look for all of these things to give them happiness. And they make of all of these things false gods, whom they bow down before and worship. And these things leave them empty, unsatisfied. And if we go to the Old Testament to look at this wise man, a king who has experienced all the pleasures of the world, has all the power he could want, all the gold he could want, was able to do and study all the creation, do whatever he wanted, go wherever he wanted, surrounded himself with the most intelligent beings, those at the edge of modern science. He surrounded himself with all of these things, looking for this something. And he cannot find it. And he says, of all the things of this earth, vanity of vanity, and all is vanity. It is nothing but a chase after the wind. He has experienced all of these things. He's grasped after them, tried to grab a hold of them. And he sees it is like the air. It passes right through his fingers. All that he's been in pursuit of is a chase after wind. He can't catch it. He can't hold on to it. It is all vain. It is all empty. There is nothing solid in these things of the earth. And yet this is what our modern society tells us is real. In all our modern science, we cling to the physical. And we will not admit of anything of supernatural, anything spiritual. If we cannot hold it, if we cannot measure it, if we cannot taste it, if we can't hold it in our hands, we consider it as an illusion, as unreal. And this wise king is telling us just the opposite. This flesh and bones that you can hold in your hands, it is vain. It is empty. The big castles that you can build, made out of solid stone, you can go and feel the strength of them. The majesty of it you can behold as they tower into the heights of heaven. It is really awesome. But this king from the Old Testament tells us it's vain. It's empty. There's nothing of real substance there. Because all of these things are passing away. Heaven and earth are going to pass away. The only thing that is going to remain is God. Christ, that Word of God. That is what is solid. That is what is secure. That is what we were made for. We were not made to build great castles and cathedrals. We were not made to acquire gold and silver and to make mounds of these things. We were made for God. The only reason that we have to labor and work and so hard to eat the fruit of the earth is because we have sinned. Before that, it was all to be a pleasure, it was to be a joy. But it was all to be passing. We were not to look for our happiness there. We were not to be content with just the things of this earth. In the Garden of Paradise, when all was in order, man ruled easily over all of creation. All of nature obeyed his every word, his every command. And Adam and Eve clung to God, and they were satisfied. They found a happiness which most people in this world will never experience. They had at that moment a contentment, a peace, a restfulness. Their hearts were at rest because they rested in God. But once they sinned, once they turned against God, all of creation turned against Adam and Eve, turned against mankind, so that now creation no longer obeys man. The earth doesn't just easily produce fruit for him, but now man has to labor. He has to work, and he eats his bread by the sweat of his brow. And instead of realizing that that which he must now labor for is fleeting and passing, and it is a punishment for him, the devil has twisted his mind so that now he sees all that he labors for is worthy to be adored, is worthy to sacrifice his life for, and thus he now makes it an idol. He makes it a God that he lives for, that he labors for. And once he has spent his life trying to grab a hold of these things, he soon discovers that they slip right through his fingers. The richest men of the world today end up paupers tomorrow. They cannot hold on to it. The poor man today can buy a lottery ticket and be a millionaire tomorrow. The sick man today can be cured overnight and become one of the most healthy individuals tomorrow. The most healthy individual today can be stricken with the most terrible illness tomorrow. The most beautiful today can be turned into the most ugly creature tonight. The most ugly creature can become the most beautiful. It is all fleeting. It is all passing. None of it is secure. And this is what our Lord says, when you will see me now, but in a little while you shall not see me. And then in a little while again you shall see me. Our lives are filled with this progression of ups and downs, of having and not having. good times and bad, happy and sad. All of these things are given to us in a constant progression throughout our lives to instill within us this profound idea that none of these are what we were made for. None of these satisfy us. None of these are secure. All of these things are vain and empty. The only thing that is secure is God. And the sooner we realize that, the sooner we're going to find happiness in this world, but most importantly, find happiness in the next. The saints who found God and held on to Him, as St. Augustine did after his conversion, found that which his heart was searching for. He found peace, whether he was hungry or satiated. He was at peace, whether he was in pain or experiencing pleasure. He was at peace, whether he was working or playing. He found this peace, this contentment, irregardless of the things of this earth, of their coming and going, of their fleetingness. All of these things became indifferent to the saints once they found God. And God, to impress upon us our own weakness, at times He draws close to us, and we can almost feel the flame of His love burning deep within our hearts. And then again, He will pull back from us, and we will feel abandoned as we are tempted, as we fall and fail. And we are brought, at least mystically, to be there with Christ as He hung upon the cross and cry out to our Heavenly Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? He takes us through all of these to impress upon us that this life is passing away. We were not made for this life. And if we were to find our heaven here on earth, if we were to find this peace and this restfulness in our heart while we are here on earth, we would no longer desire Him. We would find in this earth that which we desire, and we would make it our God. And so He allows us the pleasure, but not too much. He sends us the suffering, but not too much. There is this constant progression, this cycle, one following the other, good and bad, feeling the presence of Christ within us, and then feeling that separation, that loss, so that we can begin to no longer look for this peace here on earth, but to look forward to this eternal rest, this eternal repose in the presence of God, and to become truly indifferent to the passing seasons and emotions of this world, to become indifferent to pain and pleasure, to become indifferent to all the passions and desires, all the emotions that this flesh of ours brings forth, and to seek only that which is solid, to seek only that which is God. And in that, we will see Him once again, and our joy will be full, and it will be a joy that will never be lost ever again. for we will have that which we were created to have. That eternal vision of God, that beatific vision. We will have that joy, that contentment, that rest, that repose, which only the saints and the angels in heaven now have. We are given a foretaste of it here and now, but not enough for us to grow complacent. Only enough to whet our appetite so that we will desire it with even greater fervor. And we will leave the things of this earth behind. We will be able, as St. Paul tells us, to use the things of this earth as if we use them not. Not to become attached to them. Not to put our hope in them. Not to put our trust in them. But to only put our hope and our trust and our confidence in God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.